855 453. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and John E. Ray.
That's right. And, you know, Free Talk Live, we bring a live show to you 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And that's our commitment. That's what we try to pull off, and we manage to do it the vast majority of times. You know, sometimes there's a holiday, we just aren't able to pull it off, but I think we've had one, going on 3 or 4 years every night of the week. And that's a pretty good, well, I guess every night of the week didn't start until this Sunday show started 2 years ago, but prior to that we didn't have take many days off for holidays, other than the Sunday night at that point.
Yeah, we did a internet-only show.
That's right,
Sundays to begin with. And
I guess
then,
that counts too, right?
Yes, if it certainly does, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And then that migrated onto terrestrial radio. So now you're going out through the ether 7 nights a week. Congratulations.
Indeed. 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Here we've been going over an online thread at Reddit, and it's pretty interesting. The question is if you could make anything illegal, what would it be? And people have come up with some pretty sort of interesting and some pretty ordinary ideas, and we've been just kind of going through some of them here and talking about them. So, Johnny Ray, what's the next thing that the Redditors, what do they call people on Reddit? Redditors?
They do have Redditors. First of all, I'm not a Reddit expert, so take this with a grain of salt. I think Redditors are special. These guys are just Reddit. I've been calling them contributors.
All right.
The next bullet point that I have here written down is mail. This what do you think ought to be illegal? Mail addressed to resident.
You know, I think it's irritating to people. But honestly, I mean, it's a reasonable expectation. The fact is that U.S. mail, the postal service, is a highly inefficient way of delivering, stuff.
Uh-huh.
You don't see the UPS or FedEx dropping off junk mail to you, right?
Right.
Okay. But for the post office, it costs the same, I don't know what it is, call it 50 cents. 50 cents to send a letter across town as it does to send it to Nome, Alaska. For those who are listening in Nome, I'm sorry, just consider that it's the same to send it to, say, Miami.
Uh-huh.
Or wherever. It's ridiculous. It's the stupidest system ever. The idea that it would cost the same to send something across town as it does to send it across the globe,
uh-huh,
essentially. Now, obviously, if you send it to other countries, it costs more. I don't know what it is like to send it to Guam or, the Micronesia or whatever the U.S. protectorates are out there. I couldn't tell you. Maybe it's the same. Maybe it's different. I don't know.
Yeah, well, one of the posters to this particular point said, you know what, this will never be illegal because junk mail is the only thing making any money for the U.S. Postal Service.
Right. The U.S. Postal Service, the post, is an ad venue. Like radio, like television, like the internet, it's an ad venue. It's a way to bombard you with advertising. Now, you may feel confronted when you get junk mail, and maybe it's because you bought the box and you stuck it out in front of your house, but you gave that box away. Federal law says that box belongs to the U.S. Postal Service. When you stick that box out there, nobody's allowed to use it for anything else. You aren't allowed to put your keys in it and give them to the next-door neighbor or whatever, even though you bought the box.
Uh-huh.
So you bought the box to participate in their system. Don't get cranky because somebody sends you a bunch of crap you didn't want.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you. Let's go to Bob in Lakeland, Florida here. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was wondering what you guys thought about John Kerry's wife in the hospital. She's an heiress. She has a lot of money. I think some of the elite, they should have the best doctors and everything that they can have. But I think this is a pretty good time for John Kerry's wife to go into the hospital with the China situation and everything.
Are you saying she's got the Benghazi flu?
She has Benghazi flu, yeah. And personally,
okay.
I don't care if she dies more than I would care if, Paula Deen died. Maybe
who's Paula Deen?
To me,
you don't know who Paula Deen is?
Is that that lady that used
that,
the N-word?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. And I think people worship these politicians like, we gotta worship them. If one's sick or something, it's a much bigger deal than if, you know, you or I got sick. Nobody really cares. But if someone else, you know, dies, that's a politician or a celebrity, they're worshipped, you know, like it's something like it's just a big deal.
If people know their names, people are going to want to know whether they're alive or dead. You know, I mean, that's just kind of, I guess, human nature. People have a relationship with politicians and celebrities, these people that are on their televisions and coming through their radios, and they're talked about. So, good or bad, they have a relationship with these people, and they want to know when they're alive or dead. I'm with you. They're no more important than anybody else, and... Is it Teresa? Is that
Teresa Hines Carey?
Yeah, Teresa Hines Carey. That's his name. She's honestly, her death should be no more of an upset to the average American than anyone else's death. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe she is in the hospital and people look really silly calling it the Benghazi flu. I don't know.
What is the Benghazi flu?
The speculation was under Hillary Clinton that she became ill when she had to testify about the Benghazi situation, where apparently the Obama administration dropped the ball on something or other. It seemed very partisan to me.
I
couldn't tell you. But, you know, people were speculating that she was just pretending to be sick. And what are you going to do? Turns out, you know, she wasn't, or at least that's what has been reported, that she wasn't sick.
Yeah, speaking about celebrity culture, I think it's a holdover that we're moving out of from the past, and it's just a general trend of centralization in everything. So the actors and the musicians that we all know about now are people that the whole country knows about. But moving forward, I think we're going to start, we're going to be moving towards more local things, and we're going to know more about the local violin players and the local musicians and the local actors.
Really? You think we're moving away from blockbuster movies?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You have anything to back that up, Bob? Thank you for the call.
No.
Okay. I can see what you're saying on music, because I do think that there are just fewer, with the way that music's done now and the way people consume music, that people who like all these different fractionalized styles. There weren't that many styles when I was going to high school that you could like. Basically, you liked the hard rock, or you liked, you know, sort of regular rock, or you liked, you know, what was coming along as rap at the time, or hip hop, or whatever, punk rock. I mean, there are very few styles in comparison today. You know, one can slice that pie really, really thin now.
I think that we will always have global phenomenons. And I think that's great. I think that's a good thing. I think it's great to have like a world community and people across the world sharing a fondness for some particular actor or actress or musician. But I think that as the global elite, if you will, start losing control over intellectual property, then the power that they will have to be able to push these celebrities down our throat is going to wane.
I tend to think what you're saying is true with music. I don't know if I agree with you on acting. Let's go on with the next sort of bit of illegalities here that are being posited.
Very good, Mark. The next bullet point I have here is predatory lending.
Predatory lending. You know, okay. So I think that part of the problem with sort of the housing bubble occurred when, you know, politicians basically handed out mandates to banks that they had to provide everybody with the American dream, and, you know, gave a lot of trouble there. Obviously, inflating the currency by printing a bunch of U.S. dollars didn't help, but you're responsible for the crap you put your name on.
Sure, yep.
855 453. Tell me how I'm wrong on this predatory lending thing. 855 453.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now do something. Grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, score doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry. Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
Johnny Ray.
855-450-FREE. You know, I said earlier that I was going to Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, and, you know, getting really ramped up here, getting packed, that kind of thing. One of the things I'm excited about doing is hanging out with Scott Beezer, who's the author and creator of Quantum Vibe at quantumvibe.com. It's a web comic that you can get for free, and they post daily on the weekdays. I don't know how many web comics post daily, but the ones that I've read in the past don't. it's really hard to get one that posts daily, and Quantum Vibe does. That's a real commitment to your craft. They've got hundreds of strips going back that you can read. So go there, check out the Quantum Vibe strip. See if you like it. If you do, go all the way to the beginning and read them all. If you've read Quantum Vibe for, you know, a few months, few years, whatever it might be, buy the volume one, Quantum Vibe, volume one, Nicole. It's available from shop.freetalklive.com and directly from Big Head Press. It's only $15, and you can support what Scott Beezer does and have in your possession the comic strips you enjoy. It's quantumvibe.com, and when you get to when you're at Freedom Fest, stop by Scott Beezer's booth at Big Head Press there and tell him that you heard about it on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. Quantum Vibe is full color every day, right?
You know, I think that they're continuing to do that. Generally, it is, yes.
So yeah, that is a commitment. It's a beautiful comic.
Yeah, I think it is full color every day. I haven't really noticed, but yeah, I believe it is.
So shall I continue?
Yeah, tell me. Yes, I'm going through here, and there are some that aren't full color. There's some black and whites, and then there's some that are.
Okay.
Yeah, it's some black and white, some color.
Okay. Well, I've been talking about on this episode of Free Talk Live. I've been talking about a page that I was looking at on Reddit. What do you think? What one thing would you make illegal? The last one I covered was predatory lending, and I think, Mark, you gave your bit about that, your opinion. And pretty much for me, this is of a piece with the false advertising. I don't know if this is exactly moral hazard, but it's akin to it. If you have laws against predatory lending, if you go out into the lending marketplace and you've got this false sense of security that you're entitled,
right?
You're entitled
to taking care of you. I'm going to get a fair and legit loan.
You're entitled to a great deal,
right? My salesman is going to provide the very best loan to me possible.
Then you're denying yourself a chance for human growth.
Well, the expectation is that everybody in the world is your mom.
Right, right.
As if your mom's going to give you the, you'd always be a straight shooter with you. You never know on that either.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that a dangerous world makes you stronger. And the world is dangerous. And there's no law that's going to make it not dangerous. It's just going to make it... It's just going to pervert the world. It's going to pervert the dangerous world.
Well, what it's going to do is it's going to drive the best predators to the top. I mean, take a look at what has happened with these banks out there. These big banks may have been the ones that were doing the predatory loans as much as the little ones, right? Who's gone to jail for this stuff?
No one.
No one's gone to jail for it because, you know, these folks are part and parcel. They work together to ask the government to pass a law against predatory lending practices means that you're just going to go after the little guy that has predatory lending practices,
not
the big guys.
Right, the ones who aren't politically connected. So that's all I got to say about that.
Indeed.
The final bullet point on my little sheet of show prep is 12 items or less. The 12 items or less checkout lane. It should be illegal to go in with any more than 12 items, or, you know, maybe it's a 10 items or less.
It should be illegal to call it 12 items or less, as far as I'm concerned. It's 12 items or fewer.
Somebody made that same point. And less is, what's the distinction there, Mark?
Okay, well, for one, this is not static, and remember that English comes down to style, not to rules. So I think that needs to be said.
I like that. I like that qualification.
So, I mean, really it comes down to, it comes down to your audience, it comes down to the speaker, it's how you portray it, it's the verve with which you put it out there, but I would prefer to see 12 items or fewer, personally. The generally fewer indicates quantity, less indicates like volume. I'm not doing it properly. You have less water, you have fewer glasses of water.
Right, got it. I think grammar Nazism should be illegal.
We of the Grammar Socialist Workers' Party salute you.
So somebody suggested that... that say you have a 12 items or fewer line, the penalty for bringing 13 items through the line is a small fine.
Just a small shock. It's turned by the checkout machine.
The penalty for bringing 15 items into the 12 items or fewer line.
What about 14? We just skipped over 14.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Deal with it.
All right.
Is a prison sentence.
Oh, my God!
Moderate prison sentence.
This guy's serious.
The penalty for bringing 20 items through a 12 items or fewer line is loss of citizenship.
Have you ever wondered to yourself exactly loss of citizenship? Oh boy, where are they going to send me?
Cuba.
Okay. I've often wondered, like for instance, let's say I'm buying a case of something. Now they're wrapped in clear plastic, and there's 24 of them in the case. So you could individually buy these things, but I like to buy them in bulk.
That's one item.
Okay, so you say it's one item, but when I'm facing a prison sentence, if I get this wrong, and loss of citizenship, and perhaps a buggering, who knows what I'm going to get out of this deal. Like, it's going to leave the 12 items or less line to people that are certain that they've got only one item.
12, the way that I would rule on it is the UPC scans. Okay. 12 UPC scans or fewer.
So if you... Okay, all right. I mean, I suppose it makes some sense or another, but you could go through, if a person had 24 things that had to be individually scanned and you could count them quickly and easily, that's much faster to ring up than 24 separate different items.
Yes.
All right. Do you agree with this? I mean, you're for execution of somebody who's got 100 items in there?
No, this is a tongue-in-cheek. It's meant to be funny. For example, 25. You bring 25 items. This was kind of a notion that was picked up and carried by other readers.
Okay.
25 items. You bring 25 items in to the 12 items or fewer check lane. Death by stoning.
That stuff isn't funny. Go ahead.
my favorite was it went on, but I'm going to stop here at 30. And if you bring 30 items in to the 12 items or fewer line, then you are forced to have your eye put into the laser scanner.
Oh, God.
I forgot what I was going to say.
It isn't pretty. You know, mostly I see people policing themselves quite well in the checkout line. Maybe that's just up here in New Hampshire. I don't know. 855-450 free.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's been, we've been talking a great deal about what ought to be illegal as portrayed on a Reddit thread, and I thought it was very entertaining stuff. But
I've got, now before you go on, Mark, got a few more little things that I wanted to say about it before we close it out.
All right.
Okay, now, we were talking about the 12 items or fewer checkout lane.
Right.
And this one really appeals to me because that really makes my blood boil when I see somebody going into a line like that with a whole shopping cart full of crap. That makes me, I can't really put into words that are allowed to be said by the FCC over the radio how that makes me feel.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Well, it happens. It happens all the time.
It must happen daily, right? I just don't know. Maybe I don't pay attention. Maybe I don't go through the lanes at the right time. I've just never had that happen. Are these the lanes with a person checking them out? Because don't they just say, you don't belong here. Go to the other lane.
No, they don't. They usually just process them through.
I see.
Through the express lane. But there was a story.
That seems like that would start a fight. A disagreement.
People, for the most part, just grit their teeth and watch it happen.
I see.
But according to a story that somebody related on this Reddit page, was they were at the store one day, they were in the express lane, and this was a five items or fewer lane.
I've never seen anyone that small. Go ahead.
So some lady came through with a shopping cart full of crap, like I said, and the guy running the register saw this person. They were back, some ways back in the line, and the guy relating the story saw a smirk develop on this cashier's face. And when the lady got up with her cash, with her cart full of crap, he smiled at her and said, "All right, welcome to wherever. Now, which of these five items would you like to buy today?"
That's funny.
Yeah, I would have loved to be there. I would have loved to be able to do something like that.
I imagine that they probably could go poorly, frankly, if you know, for some employees, if it's the company policy to just, you know, bring these customers through.
Yeah, well, they said that the lady became very angry, demanded to see the manager, and the manager in this case backed up the guy. Said, this is the store policy. I'm sorry. You have to do it this way. If you want to buy a whole shopping cart full, then you need to get into another line.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's not like they don't have other lines. There's lots of lines.
Now, that's the end of that. Mark, I never came. I did come up with something that I would say, insofar as things should be illegal,
well,
that I think should be illegal. Well, as a janitor, Mark, I am a janitor. I'm the wise janitor.
You're a janitor for Free Talk Live, and, you know, you do other work, right?
That's right. That's right. I think that it should be illegal to open a glass door with anything other than the handle. Because that upsets me when I go to work and there's handprints all over the glass. And, I mean, I understand. People, you're not thinking about it. And you want to open the door. You put your hand on the door. You open it.
No, this is just bad training. Now, I'm sure you see a lot of little tiny handprints about 3 feet off the ground, too, right?
Yeah.
Now, these are the people that need to be trained and, you know, as to how to open a door. And I have this conversation with my son on a pretty regular basis because you got to admit, glass doors are fun things to touch, especially if you're five. And... you know, I have the conversation. I had it with him yesterday. And look, you see, you left a there's a handprint right here. That lady over there is going to have to clean it. You don't touch glass. You know, glass is for looking through, not for touching. You see, they've got the handles here. And I wish, in a lot of cases, these doors, these stylistic glass doors, don't have handles that are really made for 5-year-olds.
No, they don't.
And this is... It's a design problem from the get-go, because the people that are touching doors, either opening doors with their hands as adults, are people that weren't shown how to open doors with their by the handles when they were kids. And the reason, one of the reasons is because the handles don't go down low enough. So if they made the handles go down a little lower, I think it'd be a lot easier for kids to open doors on their own, and they wouldn't be pushing on them the way they do.
Very good, and I'm done.
All right, so I'm going to be going to Freedom Fest here. It's July 10th through the 13th, so it's coming up in just a few days. I'm already getting packed. We got to getting started this weekend. It's at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas, and there's really no event like Freedom Fest. It's the largest liberty-oriented event in the world, and this year they're going to have luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and many, many more from across the libertarian spectrum. And you can get your tickets and hotel rooms now. They're booking fast. I'll be there representing Free Talk Live. It's an event you don't want to miss. FreedomFest.com to get registered. FreedomFest.com. So, from PhotographyIsNotACrime.com, apparently, there's been another incident where police have mistaken a cell phone for a gun again. This is the most ludicrous statement, it seems. It's one thing if somebody sort of reaches into a shirt to pull out a cell phone to do a recording, because I suppose they could be reaching for anything. But I've heard on video, watched cops on video complain that cell phone could be a gun and it could be loaded. What? I mean, when you're holding up a cell phone, its profile tends to be less than a half an inch deep.
Sure.
What bullet do you know that is less than a half an inch long?
There's no such thing.
I mean, I suppose you could shoot a .22 long out of, like, the side of a cell phone, like you could turn it. But the way you record sort of up and down flat or side to side flat. No bullet could be fired out of one of these things. It doesn't make any sense. It's a ludicrous statement to suggest that a cell phone might be a gun.
Yeah.
And they're not held in the same way at all. I can see the complaint that people reaching for their cell phones is a problem for police officers or whatever, but they're awful touchy in that area. If I had a gun on my hip and I just shot a cop that went for his gun, how do you think that would go for me?
Poorly.
Really poorly. And the reason is because a police officer can shoot you with much more impunity than you can shoot a police officer.
Uh-huh.
So let's go ahead and read this story here from PhotographyIsNotACrime.com. Las Vegas police responded to a call of a suicidal man who pulled out a cell phone and pointed it at them, perhaps to record them, prompting an officer to shoot him. The officer missed, but the man fell to the ground anyway. Shoot at him, I'm sorry. Fell to the ground anyway, where police then arrested him. The individual reached into his pocket, and he pulled out a dark object, pointed it at the sergeant in the manner that he would, like, be firing a pistol, explained Deputy Chief Al Salinas of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department in the above video. The incident took place on Sunday at 2 p.m., so darkness of night did not contribute to the officer seeing the cell phone as a dark object. The man, who has not been identified, most likely will be charged with assault with a deadly weapon, as well as battery with a deadly weapon, because prior to the shooting he had been throwing landscaping rocks at the officers. There have been at least five incidents this year where police have ordered citizens to put away their cell phones as they were recording because they claimed they could be guns disguised as phones. But this time an officer actually opened fire. So it's never a perfect scenario, right? So in this case, you've got a crazy guy throwing landscaping rocks.
Uh-huh.
But, I know the police and police unions really don't like the idea of being video recorded.
Certainly.
Some police don't care, but a lot of their unions do not like it. So how is it that we as the public are able to hold our civil servants accountable? I'm using all kinds of quotation marks in the air here because I don't believe that police serve us.
Right.
I believe that they serve their the administration and the police department is who they serve, who then serve the local civil government and, you know, higher on up to the federal governments. I don't think that for a second. But how are we supposed to hold people accountable when police claim you could be shooting at me with that cell phone?
Yeah, that's probably the motivation for this. This cop not
smell
wanting
like
it.
Manure to you?
Yes.
855-450-FREE. If it doesn't smell like manure to you, I'd love to hear about it. 855-450-FREE.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Telephone number. It's the final segment. Well, we might be able to slip you in. 855-450-FREE here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Johnny Ray.
And when you do your online shopping through Amazon or Newegg, please do it through shop.freetalklive.com. That is, frankly, Amazon is our largest single source of revenue here on Free Talk Live. And it's because our listeners take the extra time to do the extra, you know, go there and bookmark the link for their country. It's either the U.S., U.K., Canada. Those are the choices that we have. And use that instead of the regular Amazon URL. Always do your shopping there. It really helps us. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Johnny Ray. How you guys doing?
Hey, Robert. Doing good.
Good.
What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, I wanted to talk, I don't really know a whole lot about it, but the NSA.
Okay,
I
learned about it, we all learned about it, I guess, a few weeks ago. And I kind of understand of how it works, you know, what they're doing and stuff. But I wonder, my question is the NSA, is that one entity, like in one state, or is that in multiple states?
Well, it's a federal program. It's an executive program. I always thought that the NSA was a collection, an amalgamation, if that's the right word, of all of our military assets and CIA altogether. Mark's shaking his head. No,
it's not. It's its own agency. And honestly, these agencies don't tend to play together well. I think it's the DSA also. There's all kinds of these intelligence organizations, and they don't share information particularly well between each other.
Okay, so, but again, my question is, are they in multiple states or are they in just one state?
Yeah, they're all over. They've got, different offices in different places.
Okay, so now, with that being said, because I've learned today that, there are 72 fusion centers throughout the United States. What's the difference between the fusion centers and the NSA?
That is, the fusion centers are their organizations set up post 9/11 to make federal and state agencies work better together. You remember the story where I think it was the CIA tried to warn the FBI or something like that that the 9/11 Islamic pilot bomber people were, you know, bad folks, and that somehow or another the word never got through. The idea is that these fusion centers will cause these different agencies to work together. They have been a largely catastrophic failure. They're really not getting any. These organizations aren't communicating with each other, and huge budgets are being dumped into these fusion centers. They are, however, collecting more information on citizens.
The bureaucracy is expanding to meet the ever-increasing needs of the bureaucracy.
Okay, well, my other question is then, and I'm learning this, that these fusion centers, they're not overseen by the federal government at all. Who they were being seen? Who's running them?
Well, the intention is to get them to get the state agencies running with the federal government, but they're certainly getting federal funding.
Right, but it's my understanding, and again, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before that these fusion centers. That there's nobody at the rudder at all. These fusion centers are running, you know, themselves, as opposed to having somebody from the federal, you know, the government running them.
Management stinks. These people that run them do work for the federal government, but management and oversight of those people stinks, and pay is quite high, as it tends to be with federal employees. As a matter of fact, there's thousands of federal employees that get paid more than the average pay for state governors. So you would think that a state governor would be a pretty well-paid job, but thousands of federal employees, as I understand, get paid more than state governors. So federal employee pay can be quite good, especially at the management level, and there's managers, you know, federal managers running these, and they get paid very well, and they're not, I mean, these things are a mess. They're not getting anything done.
Okay, but these fusion centers, you know, they run their quadrants the way they see fit.
Yep.
You know, and I'm just learning all of this, and I'm it's like, wow. You know, it's like I feel like I'm being closed in. I mean, they're taking all the ammunition. They want to take the guns. La di da da da. You know, and then all of this, and it's like, wow. It's like I feel like I'm being squeezed.
Yeah, it does seem like there are lots of stories about the federal government agencies, Department of Homeland Security especially, buying up different styles of ammunition that they have no business buying, and I guess creating sort of a dearth in the marketplace where driving up prices and making it difficult to find it. It's very interesting. We haven't spent much time on it in Free Talk Live, so I don't know a lot about it. I'm not running out looking for
I generally stay away from all of the conspiracy theorists because they don't help me anything. But every once in a while, you know, Alex Jones, he'll say something that, you know, geez, you almost can't overlook it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh.
But
I think that Alex
Jones
does a great
job.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, Rob. I think he does a great job reporting on some of these issues of the federal government with the police state and that kind of thing. And, you know, could very well be that they're buying up the ammunition. I've seen a lot of good information on it. Like I said, we haven't spent a lot of time on it.
I think the feds are preparing for an ugly future when I see them providing grants to small towns to get armored personnel carriers. I think they see the writing on the wall, and they know they need to be ready for it. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they're buying up the ammunition like the Alex Joneses and everybody else is saying.
Yeah, it does seem, you know, you wonder why do we have to have Bearcats, and why was the reaction to the Boston bombers the way it was when there have been manhunts across this country for the longest time? They haven't had to lock down entire sections of major metros to do a manhunt, but in this circumstance they felt like that was necessary to go after, you know, these two guys.
Yeah, the Boston bombing, there's a lot of crazy uncertainty surrounding that. The man in Florida that was killed.
Yeah.
There's no new information out about that. And something I don't know if you guys have talked about, Mark, I mentioned it to you once, the Tsarnaev brothers, their uncle, he was living with a CIA chief years before. He lived at the home of the station chief of the CIA station in one of the CIA stations in Turkey, or maybe there's just one. But the uncle of the Tsarnaev brothers had a very clear and solid and large relationship with a station chief of the CIA station in Turkey.
Makes you wonder what's going on there. And they clearly tried to kill Jokor. I mean, you know, they had the Bearcat. They had the camera on it. They knew that guy was in there. They just opened fire on that boat. And for some reason or another, those bullets didn't strike him. And then they didn't know what to do. I mean, they just didn't pull him out and plug him in the head, which is but it's crazy. They fired on that guy. You know, they knew whether he was armed or not. They had cameras right there on him. Everybody was safe. When you're in a bulletproof van and you've got a camera pointing in on a guy, you know what's up. You don't have to shoot at him. So it's just, I don't know, crazy. I mean, frankly, it's hard for me to feel bad if he committed those crimes if he had gotten shot. But don't you want to know? Don't you? I mean, isn't that the reason for the trial, is to sort of find out what's going on? I mean, I'm interested in what these people have to say. I would have liked to have seen the Osama bin Laden trial rather than having somebody just shoot him in the face.
And dump him into the sea out of the back of a helicopter.
That is especially the worst part. I mean, you know, there's not even a body. I don't know. I mean, some people claim that that's the best way to have gone about doing it. They don't make a very good case for it, though.
Yep.
They'd say, well, he'd have been, you know, martyred or whatever. Well, I mean, you don't think he's been martyred now?
Right.
Everything that he would have gotten by going on trial, he got by being shot in the face and dumped in the ocean, and we have no answers. I don't know. I'm interested in what comes out in these trials, but these Tsarnaev brothers, they've already said why they did it, and they did it because of U.S. foreign policy, and it doesn't surprise me in the least. The fact is, U.S. foreign policy is intrusive in the Middle East, and it is causing people to dislike Americans generally. If Chinese were flying remote control airplanes around the United States and randomly blowing up people they thought were bad, you'd probably be pretty upset with it. That's it. You can check us out in the meantime on freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you. It's
been a real pleasure, Johnny Ray.
And, yep, go to freetalklive.com, share some news stories, post some videos, whatever you want to do. freetalklive.com.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here, with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday, grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, for doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry, Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
Quantum Vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.